wrath of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. You know? No complaints. How's life?
Great.
Good. Your kids are
good? I use that Underdog app.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did it, and I don't know, rolled with some basketball stuff yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't really know what, you know, I've got an idea who the players are, but, you know, I'm like, meh.
That's like your least sport.
Yeah, I mean, like 24 and a half higher, right? You know, like three of them yesterday. I woke up this morning to check it. I won $258 last night. On the NBA.
Hey,
I was like, all right.
Nice. That'll pay for some streaming services.
Yeah,
for a few
right?
months.
Like, bam, thank
for
you.
Sure. I was just thinking earlier, like, when does NASCAR start? Because I'm ready to start asking our boss for those.
Well, I put some money on surfing
winners.
Today.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Here it comes. Football's about over. Mm-hmm. And Laszlo's betting on surfing.
Mm-hmm.
Will you bet on
higher than finishing in fourth place. So let's go, whatever your name is. Let's do it.
What's his name? Jonah Hill's ex-girlfriend on there?
Was it was some surfer? Guy I picked. Right. I don't know.
What is it? Like, are there judges for surfing, or are they racing down the...
Well, I don't know how it works. I'd be interested to find out because I put money on it. But
was there a way to watch
it? Basically like my thing was like higher or lower than fourth place.
Okay.
I was like, well, fourth place.
Well...
In fact, he's even on here means he should get fourth place.
That doesn't seem that
different.
I didn't
put my name on there for fourth place. So, you know, this person obviously surfs.
I feel
Do
like...
Do they even surf, though?
Yeah, right.
Right. Sure. That's kind of like betting on handball. You kind of attacked me a little bit for betting on handball that time. I don't think surfing is all that different. If you don't know how the sport works, if you don't know who any of the people are, if you've never watched it before, then you're in that...
The bandits. So just imagine if Cam Soto let you bet. That would be great.
Oh my God. Actually,
I got
God.
$50 that says it's a giant.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Snowcone, but I mean, what else are we going to bet on that?
Laszlo, is a good. Think about it. So they work for tips. They want private shows so that they can make more money. They're asking you to send tips. They don't really take their clothes off until you send tips.
Right.
What you do is we turn it into a betting thing. Obviously, the performer is going to keep part of this. Money.
Okay, I'm following.
Then we have to go along. We can either we would have to use probably pre-selected options, and we're betting on, you know, what's going to happen. What is she going to do with this? What's underneath those clothes? What, you know? And we'll have these selections, and what's she going to do? And we'll bet on it. And then the winner, obviously, you get to see her take her clothes off, but also you could win some money. It's got to be legal. If betting is illegal, why wouldn't that be legal?
And whoever's got the most right gets a private show for free.
That's the grand prize.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get you were right. She does have a penis. You're moving on to the private show now. Here you go. And you also win a chunk of this money. And we'll give some money to second and third place,
too.
We
win every time.
Well,
just in the room with girls with wieners.
It depends on who the
You're
performer
like, I bet
is.
You got a wiener. In the
well,
way.
It's going to have to be a surprise.
Slim's here
you know. Well, but we could think of some things to bet
I'm
on.
Sure.
They're desperate to try and find. They already take your cash and turn it into tokens, so it feels less like money. That way, you never know how much money you're actually giving them. Oh, I just gave them 50 tokens. I can't remember how much
right,
that is. Costs different based on how much you buy at a time. There's no way to know. Literally, like Snowconoy says, in this instance, there is no way to know what those 50 tokens cost me. And that's how they want it. But you could add this extra element by saying now you could win prizes.
Mm-hmm.
That private show. That little bit
and
of pool.
And they've almost got
the money.
It on Cam Soto. They've got.
You really still going to Cam Soto?
Yeah, of course. They've got a thing where you pay like, you know, I don't know how many tokens. You can spin a wheel.
Okay.
When you spin a wheel, when it comes up, that's what she'll do.
Oh, really? Well, that's
right,
what
you're
she'll
almost
do?
There.
Oh, so they
the
say,
infrastructure's there.
Yeah, you pay this much and you get to spin the wheel. And then you spin the wheel, and boom, there it is. And it says, we're bringing in the machines. Yeah, and she's like, okay, we're bringing in the machines. I like it. We're going to make a lot of money. Yeah. We can put up posters to promote it inside cans, because I think inside our store cans that we're working on, mm-hmm. we wouldn't have any problem with advertising that sort of thing. It's an adult beverage business.
There shouldn't be all adults in there. The room upstairs, we'd do it ourselves.
Yeah, maybe the employees could actually be the same.
CansSoda.com.
Cans Soda. This is all coming together.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Well, you made plans yet for the big game?
No.
What are you going to do? What do you mean? Why'd you say it like that? No. Well, you're a big football fan.
It's not this weekend, is it?
No, but it's...
What am I doing? Getting ahead of myself.
Well, a lot of people, I'm sure, start making plans now. I'm going to watch it at the house. I ordered a better HD antenna. So... Mine's a little bit glitchy in all season. Every time I watch football, I'm like, man, I just need to order that antenna. But it's always as I'm watching football, so I'm like, well, if I order it now, I won't do any good until next week. That's the kind of idiot I am, so I don't have any money in savings. But I did get one of those so that I can hopefully watch it without glitches. But other than that, I kind of like watching it at home because, especially with your team in the game, if they lose, if things get stressful, I just kind of like being in my home base, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the Bucks won, and this will make people mad, but I had spent a lot of time mentally preparing for that,
mm-hmm.
and I watched the people around me who were watching that game, it losing their mind, some maybe even in tears, and that just didn't happen to me because I had mentally. It's kind of like being mentally prepared for a big birthday. I'm turning 30, whatever.
Sure, right. Okay.
So I haven't really mentally prepared for this one. I'm not sure how I would feel if the Chiefs lost this. I mean, obviously, I'd be upset.
Right.
But do you just immediately go, well, they've been this many times, and they've won this many out of this many? Is that what you do?
That's probably a consolation, for sure.
Absolutely.
And I got there, and you're like, you know, when you say there's next year, there really is next year.
I know. It's crazy. And I'm sorry, but there is no way, and I know, however I phrase this, Laz will say that I'm being a typical arrogant Chiefs fan. You watch them, like in that AFC Championship game, they win at the end, it was an exciting game, and you go, I know this isn't normal. I watched this team for 30 years struggle. I know what a big deal this is. I know that when they first made it to that AFC Championship ever many years ago, what a big deal it was. I was at the game when they won their first AFC Championship, when they went to the first Super Bowl, when they won. It is impossible, though, no matter how much you remind yourself not to take it for granted. I would argue that it is impossible to not be a little less excited.
Just be more upset when it goes away.
Yes.
And then be more excited when it comes back, whenever that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you won't realize how bad it is until whatever, you know, 10 years from now when Mahomes retires or whatever and it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's why we tell ourselves all the time now, hey, enjoy this. Enjoy this. And you can say that. And you can mean it, but there is still only so much. If your team, if it's been 30 years since they've been to a championship, if it's been 30 years since they've been to one of the big shows, even if it's even just winning a playoff game, it's a big deal. And I still wonder, for me as a 42-year-old guy, why was the Royals World Series win more emotional for me than the Chiefs for a Super Bowl win? Don't get me wrong. That Chiefs Super Bowl win was emotional. I was picking up Brooke and carrying her around, and we were screaming. But I can't lie to you. There was something about that Royals win. And was it because it was the first time I saw a championship for one of my teams in my lifetime? Or was it because I think winning a World Series is more exciting? I don't know. I guess I won't know until if the Royals go back to the World Series, if they were to win another World mm-hmm. Series. Now I could say, okay. But I do think that maybe that played into everyone's reaction a little bit, at least, when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Like, there'd been such a drought for so long.
I don't really know how you deal with it, just trying to figure out which one you like more.
Well, you're a baseball fan. See, I knew. There's no way you can even bring this up.
But like, I don't know which one I was happier with when I won 4 Super Bowls or went to the World Series twice in the last 10 years.
Okay, buddy.
Okay.
The Red Wings won the Stanley Cup like every year. The Pistons won the national championship not that long ago. I mean, it was 20 years ago, but we were adults when it happened.
By the way, I just watched that Malice in the Palace the other day again.
Those are good documentaries.
That's a good one.
So which one did you enjoy more? Like, as a kid, what was the first championship that one of those teams had that you saw? Was it the Red Wings?
First, but the Tigers is the first I remember.
That's 84. The first one you remember. And
that's
I'm
the big
guessing
one.
That
was the biggest of all of them.
Yeah.
The Pistons have won twice. The Red Wings went through that thing where they won like
just
five
like
out
they
of
won
seven
every
or
year.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like the Yankees for a while.
They were
just winning
good.
All the time.
Yeah.
And still the Tigers.
Yeah. And during that run when the Red Wings were so good, it overlapped for a while with that Pistons run. So
it
that's,
did. There was times where you would watch like a Stanley Cup. Stanley Cup championship or playoff and an NBA championship and playoff. They'd be on opposite nights.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you got four teams. So that's, mm-hmm. you know, how it works, I guess, when you got a couple teams that are good. The Tigers went back to the World Series, but the last time they, in like, what, 06, something like that?
Yeah, 07.
But the last time they won was 84?
Yeah.
Okay.
They went twice.
So if you could choose one,
even the Lions,
because they just haven't done it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you think that, even though you choose them because they haven't done it, do you think secretly that maybe you would be a little more excited about watching the Tigers win the World Series?
No, because they both made the playoffs this year.
Okay.
And the Lions losing was more devastating to my heart than the Tigers.
Okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I was excited the Tigers made it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great.
And you are a baseball fan.
I am. And
that's
like
your number one sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, it was like, man, that, you know, goddamn.
All this talk about...
At least I've been alive while the Lions have been successful. Now, granted, most people haven't. Or the Tigers.
Yes.
Granted, most people haven't, but I have been. Like, I remember being a kid in my room and putting a radio outside the window and playing the game. And people in our neighborhood lighting off fireworks when the Tigers won. And my dad not understanding it at all.
Yeah.
You're like, turn off the radio.
No
what
sports,
the hell are
right?
we doing?
No sports whatsoever for him.
Just won.
Yeah.
He's like, who cares?
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, there are dads that aren't really into sports, but you'd think that once they get to that level, they're right. Like, hey, look at this.
Yeah.
I heard it on the radio. I saw it on TV.
Yeah.
They
no,
won.
He
that's
could
great.
Care less.
Nothing. Well, that reminds me of my older brothers. I mean, my youngest brother's 8 years older than me. My oldest brother's 16, 17 years older than me. And they would talk about remembering the Royals being so great.
Right.
And making
they won
those runs
the
in
the
next series.
Year, I think, right? 84, the
they
Tigers, 85, the Royals.
85, the Royals. And I think they had been in, they played the Phillies 1 year, and they had a rivalry with them. But I wasn't alive for any of that. So
Cardinals,
I would just hear
right?
stories. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was a right. big one. That was the 85
Another
game.
Bad call that went Kansas City's way.
Yeah, there you go.
But, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, as you know,
yeah,
history is what history is. I don't write it.
Didn't have instant replay. But do you think that the day after the Super Bowl should be a holiday? Because this comes up every year, and now the Kelce brothers, I heard them right. talking about on their show, saying it needs
completely
to be.
It's one day out of the year, all right? One day.
The Super Bowl is meant to be played on Sunday.
Yeah.
If anything, we need to make Monday a holiday.
Yeah.
Just make Monday a holiday. The country should change what they're doing for the Super Bowl, not the Super Bowl for the country.
Come on now, people.
Come on.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine for holidays. But I always thought they should... I guess it wouldn't fix what they're wanting. They're saying the next day you should have off. I always thought they should do it on Monday and have Monday off. So you have that Monday off, and then it's Monday Night Football. Like, Monday Night Football is still a thing that we say.
Sure, yeah.
Even though it's not the biggest thing, it's still like Monday Night Football. Like... You know, you could do, I always thought it should just be Monday night. Those were, for most of us growing up, until it switched to Sunday and all the TV rights and everything else, but we still think in our heads
that
Monday
was,
night football,
that was
right?
the one. When did
we're
that?
Still waiting
that
for Monday night football. Monday night football is a big deal, you know?
It was a huge deal.
It feels
kids.
Like Monday night football should be the biggest game.
Well, there's some people who say move it to Saturday, and then that way...
Saturday's college football to me.
But exactly, and that's what the Kelce brothers are saying. It's meant to be played on a Sunday.
Right.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, I'm all right with it Sunday, but I do like the idea of Monday, all day off. Have your party that night.
There is something about when you turn the game on, because Super Bowl is one of those things, one of those games you watch no matter who's playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you turn that game on, and there's a good chance you watch like pregame stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
So you turn it on sometime in the afternoon, and you start watching, and you know this will be over late tonight,
mm-hmm.
and I got to go to work tomorrow. And, you know, people have to get up early. I've heard them talk about how much that sucks hanging over their head. Like, I want to drink, I want to party, but I have to be at the job site at 5:30 in the goddamn morning.
That's a rookie take.
What?
The last thing I've ever worried about before I was going to go to a big party and have a bunch of fun is, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get up in the morning. Like, you know what? If you're already thinking about that, then you're already a teetotaler. You're already someone who controls themselves.
Well, you don't get hangovers, so it's easy
have
for
a
you
big
to
drunks.
Say. Some
guys
people...
like to party and pound 12 beers at the Super Bowl aren't the one. I'm sure they do it on a random Sunday anyway.
Sure, maybe, but...
Right? Like, Sunday night ain't stopping those guys. Like, I don't know, guys.
Does
I just don't think it is. I think people who are responsible enough to be thinking about how much should I drink and how long should I stay out before I go to work on Monday are not the same people who are just getting hammered.
Right, but that's because it's a Super Bowl. There's a lot of people that are going to house parties and stuff and drinking that don't even really watch football. That's it's the Super Bowl. It's an event. They're watching. So
I'm with you.
People are drinking and partying, and I mean, they say, wouldn't it be nice if we had the day off of Monday?
Because some people are hungover. I'm just saying people who probably would get smashed on Monday aren't the ones who are thinking about the repercussions of Tuesday morning or Sunday or whatever.
Well, certainly
I feel like those people are already starting, you know, we're drinking already.
Yeah.
We're drinkers. We'll figure it out Monday morning. I've never thought about that.
Yeah, okay, but I would like to
say
reiterate.
St. Patrick's falls on a Tuesday when I was drinking and partying all the time. It wasn't like, boys, let's settle it down. Get in by 10:30 because we all got a big days tomorrow at work. That's just not a thought that went through my head.
But you should let people know that you. It is abnormal that you do not have hangovers. Laszlo doesn't even get headaches. So he's like, I'm not sure I know what a headache is.
I mean, I get tired. I'm more tired.
Right.
Because I stayed up later.
But the hangover part with the pain where your whole torso feels like it's on fire with heartburn, every muscle aches from dehydration, your voice sounds like this. Mm-mm. You don't get that.
Well, so, I mean, maybe. Like, no, I don't. I'm now, like, you know, if I've had a fifth of bourbon and smoked four packs of cigarettes, I wake up, I'm like, I have never heard of water before.
Sure, but no throbbing migraine.
I need to go get water, but once I get the water, I'm okay.
Yeah, see, the migraine not being there is kind of a big deal. They should study
it. Yeah, because I always thought
really
people complain about hangovers. I'm like, just go get some water, you'll be
right,
fine.
You're
I always thought it was just
thirsty.
Like dried out. I'm like, man,
no.
I take a shower and drink some Gatorade, you'll be fine.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Well, time to do the news. I woke up this morning and turned on the little news channel there, and I saw Robert Kennedy.
Bobby.
Yeah, being asked questions by senators and such. Is it just senators? Is that how that works? Or other members of Congress there, too? It looked like senators that were asking him questions.
Depends, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. They were like, why don't you believe in vaccines?
Senate committee hearing?
Why do you think Lyme disease is a fake weapon? And I'm just like writing stuff down like, I got to look this stuff up.
Man.
There's probably some stuff here going. Well, he'd be like, you know, he'd either be like, I may have said that, or, well, there's more to it than that, or I don't recall saying that, you know, or a lot of times he did just say like, yeah, I did. I said that. Yeah, all right. But, you know, his cousin, Caroline Kennedy, JFK's daughter.
She just blasted him.
And she was asking all these senators, she wanted them to know today, hey, I think there's some things you should know about him. And I'm thinking, I think they know those things about him. Maybe not. So I'll play some of what she had to say. Also, Laszlo, I know you weren't a pilot, but you were in the Navy and you saw a lot of planes taking off and landing from the aircraft carrier. Did you ever think to yourself, you're never close to one?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess in my mind, I think like you're in a line as you get closer to the border. In Desert Storm, at least.
Oh,
like, here come the aircraft carriers.
Yeah.
And you'd see those planes.
Yes.
And because I just imagine if I'm watching that live, I'm thinking,
like,
oh, my God. Yeah, no, sorry.
When we went to when we went to Mexico?
Desert Storm.
What are you talking
about? Desert Storm.
Gosh.
We went over there. I just imagine watching that, and I feel like I would think this is the time it's not going to work because I'm watching
like,
this right now.
Like
they're gonna crash that thing. It's just
it
looks like it should be impossible. Yeah. Even when they do the flyovers at the stadium, I'm like, okay, guys, be careful. We'll get back to the base. That seems like, you know, it's cool.
Right.
By the way, people in the parking lot at games go flyover today. Like people get I get excited about you. I'm like, yeah, I love the flyover, but something happens, like, are they going to say, hey? They crashed that stealth bomber to do a flyover for the
Chiefs-Jacksonville game. At the Super Bowl, a stealth bomber.
Well, that'd be even worse.
I mean, I think they're in a dome this time. But, you know, if it was outside, just smashing on the crowd, it would probably be bad.
Yeah. Well, one of our fancy ones crashed, and it was quite the scene. But luckily, the guy survived. I'll explain to you about that. And then also, Trump wants to be the hero. And I think he may end up being the hero to two people who really need a hero. Two people
TikTok?
No. You know, those people probably think he's a hero, too, though, now that you mention it.
Yeah, people love him. He's saving TikTok.
But these are people that I didn't even realize still needed a hero. I guess I would have hoped that by now all of their problems had been solved. When I found out that they had not, I was a little bit shocked. Mm. So maybe you know about this, maybe not. But Trump's going to save them. I'll explain that as well.
The Church with the Church of Laszlo.